At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news for today, meeting last night, the Jackson City Council approved moving forward with planning for a new public safety training site for the city's fire department. The council voted to approve the concept of a training facility, which would contain various structures to practice various firefighting activities, such as putting out structures or wildland fires, or extracting an accident victim from a car. The site would take up to 3 acres of the much larger Aura Diameter property, which is owned by the city and located on the northern edge of town. Many details of the project would need to be completed, including funding and detailed planning, before construction can begin. The council also last night approved the first draft of a weed abatement ordinance. The ordinance, intended as a fire safety measure, would require property owners to mow and remove weeds. Vacant lots less than 2 acres must be kept clear of flammable materials. Lots greater than 2 acres would be required to have fire breaks. And finally, the council last night voted to reinstate monthly stipends for the city council and planning commissioners. They were suspended earlier this year as a cost-saving measure. The mayor will now receive $100 a month, council members $75, and planning commissioners will receive $35 a month.
Well, the search continues for a missing Amador County woman. 27-year-old Savannah Berger reported missing by her mother over a month ago, back on October 23rd. Berger was last seen in Pine Grove, and authorities say her cell phone last traced to a location in West Point. Now, it's believed the woman may have been picked up from her home and possibly driven to West Point. She has not been seen or heard from since. Now, Berger also goes by the names Savannah Munoz and Savannah Ramirez. She stands 5'2" tall, 185 pounds, blue eyes, and blonde hair, but her hair may be dyed red. She has a tattoo of baby feet on her forearm, a start and heart tattoo on the inner part of her left hand, as well as additional tattoos across her body. She also has various facial piercings. Now, if anyone has seen or talked to Savannah Berger since October 23rd or have info about her current whereabouts, please call the Amador Sheriff Office at 223-6500 or the Secret Witness Hotline at 223-4900. And more information and photos have been posted on the KVGC Facebook page.
As Californians plan for the Thanksgiving holiday, the CHP will enact a maximum enforcement period beginning at 6:01 on Wednesday and continuing through 11:59 on Sunday. CHP officers will be actively looking for unsafe driving practices as well as helping motorists in need. Now, Thanksgiving weekend is traditionally one of the busiest travel times of the year. Because of COVID-19 this year, traffic may be a bit lighter, but this is not an invitation to speed to your destination. Remember, the rules of the road still apply. Motorists should avoid driving tired, impaired, or distracted. And those who must be on the road, remember to buckle up. Last year, during the 2019 Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period, 42 people died on California roadways. Of the 27 who died within CHP jurisdiction, 11 were not wearing seatbelts. The CHP also made 867 arrests for driving under the influence.
Well, Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan reminding property owners they have until Thursday, December 10th, 5 p.m., to make the first installment of their annual secured property taxes for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. Now, the first installment of secured property taxes due and payable November 1st and will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. December 10th. Thereafter, a 10% delinquent penalty will be added. Now, Ryan notes that payments may be made by mail but must be postmarked by December 10th to avoid late penalties. At this time, the tax collector's office requesting taxpayers not make in-person cash, credit card, or debit card payments. Instead of cash payments, please use a personal check or obtain a cashier's check or money order. Put it in the mail. Now, as you may have heard, the Amador County Administration Center has been closed to the public. However, the tax collector's office remains fully staffed and operational. Property tax info is available online. To view your info or print a copy of your bill, visit amadorgov.org/tax. Select View Property Tax Bill. For For additional info, contact the tax collector's office directly at 223-6364.
And again, a quick reminder for you now that Cal OSHA has adopted new COVID-19 related workplace regulations, and all employers are now required to provide personal protective equipment to their employees. The Amador County Chamber of Commerce, again, is stepping up to help. On Tuesday, December 1st, the Chamber is hosting a drive-through event from 10 to 2 in the Chamber parking lot. The event will allow Amador County businesses to pick up a 30-day supply of PPE gear at no cost. Now, the supplies offered will include disposable face masks and hand sanitizers. There are some face shields available. Now, these are for business owners and their employees only, not for the general public. This is also available to nonprofits. So, again, the event will be on Tuesday, December 1st from 10 to 2, right down from St. Catherine Drexel Parish parking lot where the Giving Tuesday event will be taking place.
Well, during the season of giving, the Amador Sheriff Office has a huge thank you for Shirley and Stan Hampton of Sierra Hearth and Home in Jackson. Stan and Shirley and the business donated $1,000 to the Sheriff Office Community Assist Program. Now, the donated funds will assist community-based programs such as the Amador County Sheriff Office Annual Toy Drive and Santa for Seniors. Sergeant Wirt or Detective Woods, both members of the Sheriff Office Assistance Program, said recently, "It's through the help of gracious local business and community members like Stan and Shirley that continue to make the difference every year for these programs." Now, if you or your business would like to make a donation this season, contact Sergeant Wirt or Detective Woods at 223-6500.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock today, the Amador County Board of Supervisors will meet. You can watch the meeting in its entirety on the KVGC Facebook page. But also, Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr will speak before the board, give a presentation on where Amador County stands now. Will we be moving out of the red to a more restrictive or a less restrictive level as the holidays approach? Will we stay the same? That and more coming up about 5 minutes after 9 or so. So join us here after the 9 o'clock news, and we will play that live for you on the air as well as on our Facebook page as well. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.